And what it basically said was that all corporations, we would know the beneficial ownership of corporations. There would be a registry because you can set up a corporation in Delaware, Wyoming, and elsewhere, which is completely secret. And those kinds of entities are very important for oligarchs to evade taxes, to move their money around the world in very secret ways. That got passed. It turns out in March 2025, the Treasury Department essentially gutted it by making 99.9% of all corporations exempt from it. Those battles are incredibly important. They're doable. People have to be aware and pay attention to these fundamental kinds of struggles. That's just the beginning. There are many, many more things, and I try to lay them out in the book.
And the book is called
of ideas about what to do about oligarchy.
The book is called The Blind Spot, How Oligarchs Dominate Our Democracies. Jeff Winters is professor of political science at Northwestern University. That does it for our show. I'll be at the IFC tonight at 6 o'clock for the showing of Steal a Story, Please, about Democracy Now! With director Tia Lesson and Chani Nicholas. Tomorrow in Great Barrington, Friday in Tucson, Saturday in Phoenix, and then next weekend in Tampa as well as in Miami, and then on to Vermont. You can check our website at democracynow.org. I'm Amy Goodman. Thank you so much for joining us.
The views expressed in the preceding program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect those of this station.
You're listening to UMFM 101.5. Good for you!
You're listening to Buy Local on CJUM 101.5, University of Manitoba Radio.
Good afternoon. My name is Ashley. Welcome to another episode of Buy Local. This is going to be a very self-indulgent episode, I must say up front, because my birthday is tomorrow and I'm turning 20. So a little gift I'm going to give myself is to play any song that I want today. So I have some artists here today that I would like to play for you. Hope you are excited. I'm just going to talk about how much I love them, and it's going to be a grand time. If you didn't know, I am very into J-rock, Japanese rock, for those who don't know, and the very first band that I ever got into was called Radwimps. They made the music for a movie called Your Name, or the Japanese name for it is Kimi no Na wa, and I absolutely adore them. They're kind of like the first band that I really felt like was like, oh, it's my favorite, because honestly, I haven't met any people who really know them that well, in person at least. But yeah, so this is my two favorite songs by them. This is Futari Goto, followed by O Shakshama.
今様もきっとびっくり人ってお前みたいにできてない今世紀最大の特性ヘイ。たくらいにお前は美しいそんなお前の父ちゃんと母ちゃんの心とこ心くっつきそうなほど近くにいた二つの思いと思いがちっぽけな時間なんてもの背にしては慈しか目と目も合わさず森の時越えないただ今そんな二人を前見つめるうるっとした瞳でこうつぶやく私の命を二人の愛の証そこには一つだって嘘はないそうでしょうそうだと言ってよ二人に愛はもうないというなら私命は全て嘘に変わり時に嘘をつかせないであの日二人交わした約束を今につなぎ止める光が今の君なの 父よ母よと古る声も二人を見て流れるその涙も半分こずつもらったのに君がこの世に生まれた奇跡を信じれないという 焼けたピアスお前のだけやけに買って見える。俺もいつか輝くから、お前みたいに世界愛せるかな。俺の心を滅びようとも見にくく朽ち果て聞き取ろうとも、その最後の一瞬だけでもお前が見てた世界見てみたいの。もう決めたもん、俺とお前50になっても同じベッドで寝るの。手と手合わせてただ血も繋がって、一生離れなくなったりして、こんな夢をいつまでも見よう、覚めなければいいってことにしとこう。覚めるから夢と呼ぶんでしょう、って言うなら他に名前つけよう。君と書いて恋と呼んで、僕と書いて愛と読もう。そうすれ離れそうもないでしょう、いつかそんな歌作るよ。僕が出会えたこと、人は奇跡と呼んでみたいだけ。奇跡が生んだこの星で起こる全て奇跡以外ありえないだろう。六星戦術だろうと大作界だろうと、俺が木星人で君が火星人だろうと、君が言い張っても俺は地球人だよ。いやでも仮に木星人でも、たかが隣の星だろう。一生で一度のワープをここで使うよ。
人類は増えても増やします。僕らはいつでも神様に願って拝んでても、いつしかそうさ、僕ら人類が神様に気づいたらなんてだろう。何様ならさ、僕が見たことないんだ、あちらこちらの絵画で見るんだ。さらに話で聞いてる神様はどれもこれも人の形なんだ。偶然の位置か運命のガチ、はたまた自分勝手スケッチ、あっちこっちさっちってだっち。全てを決めてもいいなら、7日間で世界を作るような真似はきっと僕がしないだろう。きっともっとちゃんと時間をかけて、またきちっとした計画を立てて、だって設定急いで急いだせいで、せいで貼って作って、そして増やして出して、出したら増やして、なしてどうしてって、なんでかって果てら出したフィッシュ、勝ってるくせして話して生かして、なんでなんで、だってバカなんだって、人類なんてそらそうなんだって、勝ってるって、だから 1,2,3 でもんじゃえばいいんだって。だってなんてだってバカは死なないと治らない、なら考え
That was Radwimps with Oshak Shema. And before that, it was Futari Goto, which is off of my favorite album, which is just called Radwimps 4. Okazu no Gohan, which means... Hold on. I tried to do a translation, didn't quite work. Well, anyways, let's continue on to the next band. It's repeated from last episode, but do I care? No, because we're playing the same songs. We are talking about Sum 41. I am a huge fan of them. And these next two songs I'm going to be playing for you are both off of my favorite album of theirs, which is Chuck. We have We Are All to Blame, followed by There's No Solution.
Are we singing?
That was There's No Solution by Sum 41 off of Chuck, my favorite Sum 41 album. You're listening to Buy Local on CJUM 101.5, University of Manitoba Radio, where I am having fun listening to whatever I want because my birthday is tomorrow. Up next is an incredible Canadian band, which I wish I had found out about sooner, The Dirty Nil. They are such a crazy powerhouse of a band. They released a new album just last year called The Lash. And their first album came out like a long time ago. But the first one that's on streaming is called Higher Power. And that came out in 2016. And I am about to play two songs by them that came from neither album. We're going to be listening to Celebration, which is off of Free Reign to Passions, which was their newest album at the time that I got into them, and Pain of Infinity, which is off of Master Volume, my personal favorite album of theirs.
We'll be right back.
That was The Dirty Nail with Pain of Infinity off of Master Volume. They're a super cool Toronto band, and I was lucky to see them on their tour for The Lash, and they are so good live. Their stage presence is so demanding, and they played so many great songs, even songs off of their first album that's available to the public. It was a blast, and I had all my friends with me in... You know it's a good band when you show it to someone and, like, it spreads to everyone. Because I wasn't even the first person to find them. Shout out to Liam, who found them first, who got me into them, who got everyone around us into them for good reason. Another Toronto band that I absolutely adore. Another one from last episode, oops, is Pop. But I'm going to play you two songs from them that were not played last week. We have Mabu off of their debut, and Doubts from The Dream Is Over. That was Doubts by Pop. I absolutely adore them. They're probably up there as my favorite at the moment. And if you didn't know, my favorite local band started as a cover band for this band, for Pop, Second Floor Patients. I have talked about them a lot on this show already, but you know what? We're talking about them more. They blew my mind away the first time I saw them, which was at a festival called Back Alley Beers and Barbecue, which happened at the Pyramid Cabaret just last year. And they quickly rose to the top as my favorite band out of Winnipeg. They are so talented, the sweetest guys ever. With Seth Ronda, Justin McCreary, and Jaleel Murray, they are super amazing and so talented, super kind. So we have Dermatillomania followed up by Two.
Grass field, hoping to waste our time away. We with half-hearted banter, hoping for laughter, but I couldn't stay. Betrayed my heart with this fake charade. That's not okay, that's not okay, that's not okay. But here we are anyway, silently sitting, counting the days till I move away. Pretending to be friends, desperately hoping things would change. Do something more than we could take. You're such a shame. I'm so ashamed. I'm such a shame. I said goodbye today to all those late night chats that kept me wide awake. And any effect on you, no way. I'd rather keep my heart in place, so stay away. It's a dangerous game you play. Please don't cry, I promise I'm yours. Didn't I know any better than to play arms like thin ice? Didn't I know my feelings were too fair? Was it worth your sacrifice?
That was Two by Second Floor Patients. And before that, it was Dermatillomania, which just so happens to be their earliest song and their newest song released. You're listening to CJUM 101.5. Thank you for tuning in today, because this was a very fun episode to celebrate my birthday. And if you liked Second Floor Patients, you can actually catch them on Friday opening for Until Defeat's album release. They will be opening for Until Defeat alongside Also Ran, and it's going to be at the side stage. So if you want, you should totally go see that, because I myself am going to go see that. This next band coming up, I did not realize how many songs I actually knew by them since I was really young. And they are such a classic, I think. Like, in my own mind, they are. And that is The Offspring, a classic punk 90s band. So, well, I guess that means there's not classic, but like, of the punk revival, they are like one of the pillars. They are super cool, and I've always just really liked them. They are such catchy songs, and they're just so much fun to listen to. So we have Staring at the Sun, followed by Gone Away.
Baby, life is like a ride on a freeway, dodging bullets while you're trying to find your way. Everyone's around, but no one does a damn thing. It brings me down, but I won't let them. If I seem vague, well, you'd be incorrect. And if I don't speak, it's cause I can't disconnect. But I won't be burdened by the reflection of the fire in your eyes. As you're staring at the sun, oh, oh, oh. As you're staring at the sun, oh, oh, oh. As you're staring at the sun, oh, the sun.
That was Gone Away by The Offspring. Thank you so much for tuning in today's episode. I have one band left, and I think it'd be weird if by now I didn't play my number one favorite band. They're the ones who played the music that I used for the intro and outro to this show, Last Alliance. I absolutely love them. And in the beginning of this show, I said that I really got into J-rock through Red Rims, which is technically true, but I actually heard Last Alliance years before I actually got into the genre because of a little show called Ouran, which is an anime that I watched back when I was in grade 6, and I really, really liked the outro music to it. And years later, when I found Last Alliance, I made the connection it was the two same bands, and my mind was blown, and I just became a huge fan ever since. I have 3 CDs of theirs, 2 albums, and then the third one is their singles collection, and they recently released a new album, very new. It's beautiful. Like, they haven't released an album since 2013, and this was a very welcome comeback for them. They really knocked it out of the park. It would be a huge dream of mine if I was able to have the chance to see these guys live, because I've seen clips and they are really good live, just as they are in the studio. I have 2 songs I'm leaving you with today by them. And the last one you might even recognize, but we have Shiso, which is the very first song I ever heard by them, followed by Heki Deki, which is the outro music. So that's the show for today. Thank you so much for tuning in.
けて、だけど僕は僕にかけ続けて、
消えないイメージはラッキーセブン、昨日の僕とセリアタクロスカウンター、
憧れ続けてた、だから
Thanks for listening to this week's episode of Buy Local. Art and design for Buy Local is provided by Mia Danieloff. Intro and outro music is credited to Last Alliance. If you want to get your song on the show, provide suggestions, or just say hi, you can email me at buylocalumfm@gmail.com. My name is Ashley Patnod, signing off.
There's no feeling like a prairie wind rolling warm and strong, and there's no festival like Prairie Wind Music Fest bringing it all to life and song. From June 5th to 7th in Cypress River, the festival celebrates its 13th year with an amazing lineup of Manitoba talent, including Tired Cossack, Festival Dads, and the Fufu Chi Chi Choir, plus many more. 3 days of music, community, and wide open prairie skies. Festival passes are available now with early bird pricing available for a limited time, so grab your tickets early and save before prices go up. Head to prairiewindmusicfest.com for tickets and details. Mark your calendar and your map for Cypress River and Prairie Wind Music Fest, June 5th to 7th, proudly supported by 101.5 UMFM. Fire and Water Music Festival's back, celebrating 20 years of Manitoba music, community, and unforgettable summer weekends on the river. Just an hour from Winnipeg in the beautiful town of Lac Du Bonnet, this beloved festival returns July 24th to 26th with a fantastic lineup packed full of homegrown talent and feel-good festival energy. Already announced, Dom Adams, Kara Luft, Alex Marr, Andrew Neville, Fufu Chi Chi Choir, Dreams and Rumors, Jacob Rudofsky, and Ambi and Sheena Ratai and Friends, tribute to Lilith Fair, with more exciting additions still to come. Early bird weekend passes are available now for just $85, but only until June 30th. After that, prices go up. Daily passes are also available, and as always, 17 and under get in free. It's a full weekend experience, live music, a vibrant kids zone, and on-site camping to keep you close to the action. RV spots are just $25 for the weekend, and tent camping is only $10 with limited space available. Grab your tickets and reserve your camping spot now at fireandwater.ca and be part of the 20th anniversary of Fire and Water Music Festival, proudly supported by UMFM 101.5.
Sookrum's Brewing Company and UMFM 101.5 present Sunday Sessional, a monthly pairing of UMFM program hosts and musical guests in the intimate environs of Sookrum's Tap Room. Spend a Sunday afternoon enjoying song selections from one of your favorite radio hosts and stripped-down performances from some of the city's best artists while enjoying a tasty beverage or two. This free event happens monthly at Sookrum's Tap Room, located at 479B Warsaw Avenue, but like a rotating tap, each one is unique with a new host and slate of performers. For more information on Sunday Sessional dates and details, visit the event calendar at umfm.com and come join us at Sookrum's.
Here at UMFM, we like to think that we do a pretty darn good job at giving people what they want to hear. But the only way of really knowing is by hearing it from you, the listeners. We're looking for feedback, whether it be good, bad, or just random comments on the radio station. Don't just tell your friends about how you could do a better job. Make a difference and play a part in making your campus and community station a more enjoyable listening experience. Email feedback at umfm.com and let your thoughts be heard.